This is a rubbish story. A rubbish story that I made up. There once was a good knight who decided it would be a good idea to kill some Arabs. He had never met an Arab, but he thought that killing them would be fun. Arabs were peaceful people, even their religion was based on peace. So killing them would be easy. Or so he thought. The good knight set off on his journey to the promised land, which was in a desert, next to a Dead Sea. Obviously someone was having a laugh when they named it the promised land. I wonder why. Anyway, on his journey he met a monkey. The monkey kept saying bananas, bananas, bananas. The good knight laughed at the monkey. What a cheeky animal, he thought to himself, and spanked the monkey for a bit. Now close by there was a wizard, who happened to like the monkey. "You," said the wizard, "leave that monkey alone." The good knight laughed. "I am a good knight. I am off to kill the peaceful Arabs." He stopped spanking the monkey and continued on his journey for a bit. As he approached the promised land, he came across a harlequin. This man was a bit of a berk. He made fun of people and told rude and disgusting jokes that only adults found funny. "Hey, you with the mask," said the good knight. "Fuck off, or I will chop your fucking head off." The harlequin laughed out loud. So the good knight chopped his fucking head off. "Find that funny, did you? Didn't anyone warn you? Brightly colored clothes are really annoying." The good knight buried the remains of the annoying cunt in a cave. The good knight looked around to see who was around. No fucking wizard this time. Wizards get on my nerves too, with their stupid hats, magic and shit. Seeing that he had gotten away with the brutal murder of that annoying cunt who was dressed in brightly colored clothes and who was obviously a bit odd, the good knight continued on his journey. Perhaps that annoying cunt was a peaceful Arab in disguise. At least he could have passed as a peaceful Arab had he been wearing peaceful Arab clothes, the good knight thought to himself. The knight stopped and looked at a cat. "I bet you are not a peaceful Arab, are you?" said the good knight to the cat. "Fuck you," said the cat. The cat was rather annoyed at having to be involved in such a lame story. "What's the fucking point to this fucking story?" screamed the cat. The good knight chopped the angry cat in two. "Man, that cat was annoying me," said the good knight. "Now where are all these peaceful Arabs then?" The good knight paused. "I could murder a wizard," he hinted. But neither the peaceful Arab or wizard appeared. The good knight waited and waited and waited. But the peaceful Arabs were too peaceful. They had heard about how sick the good knight was. So they had disguised themselves as sand and gone off into the desert. "Now I am really bored," said the good knight. "I might have to find someone else to kill." Just then the wizard popped up, along with a peaceful Arab. "Great," said the good knight. "Who's first?" "You," said the peaceful Arab. "You dumbass. For the murder of an annoying cunt." The good knight just laughed. "You and whose army?" said the good knight. The wizard just smiled.